3 in the key. Your boy Opinionated MJ back in the building.
Your boy S Dot Legend.
And your boy Crispy Chris finally made it. I missed the last two podcasts, but I'm here now.
We watching this this Bulls Celtics right now, 16-11, first quarter. Yeah. But we're gonna jump right into this.
Episode 3.
Yeah.
So Golden State swept. I mean, of course they was gonna sweep. Y'all got any comments on that?
I called that.
Should they play again? Oh.
Nobody.
Cleveland swept. Got any words on that?
You go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. You know, Paul George, you know, you're my boy, but you was, you know, proving that you're not really a leader. You know, to let them come back from 26. You know what I mean? You got the city, you know.
Yeah.
So
I'm more concerned with Cleveland. Cleveland, yeah, even though LeBron had to do what he did, he averaged 30, I think 10-9, something like almost a triple-double, but he had to. And he had to play 45 minutes pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
So he's overexerting himself to beat a number 8 seed. A number 7 seed. So if you think about that, he got to exert all that energy. That shows that they're not really where they need to be. So I'm worried about Cleveland.
Okay, so I'm going to go straight into this then. Cleveland got to play Toronto or Milwaukee. Is that fatigue going to play a factor in the next series?
Not at all. If you see what Toronto is doing, they barely, you know, getting where they need to be. There's no way that just Giannis, and yes, he has some players that's playing good. You got Brogdon, you got Middleton, you got a little squad around you, but there's no way that they should be playing the way they are against them.
Yeah, Giannis is showing up.
Putting up big points. And filling the stat sheet kind of like Andre Kurlenko a little bit.
That's a good comparison.
Definitely on the points, though. That's a good comparison. But even more aggressive, you know what I'm saying, because he pushed point guard.
And he dunking on people. He dunked on Serge Ibaka like he wasn't there.
Yeah.
And,
you know, Serge got it back, though.
Yeah. That boy was Mutombo Jr. Now he, you know, getting dunked on. He posted him, I think, twice.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, and what about his defense? What about Giannis' defense?
He's showing up.
Okay, so can he guard LeBron?
He long enough to guard LeBron.
Okay, if he can guard LeBron, you got Brogdon. Can they get a couple games against Cleveland?
AKA Mr. I dunked on LeBron and your boy Kyrie.
Hey, he might take that person
in the same day.
They both might take that person.
They need to, because they got pooped on like little kids.
Okay, so we watching the Bulls right now. The news was potentially that Rondo was trying to come back for game 5. But no, he probably coming back for game 6. If the Bulls take this game, I'm gonna go further. If the Celtics take this game, can the Bulls with Rondo in game 6 and potentially 7 come back and win this series?
Ooh. I think they can. Rondo, he really had the game changed when he was in there.
Yeah.
Showing up like the old Rondo. I like that.
Since we are watching the game, the commercials are on, and we just saw Paul George hit a game winner and pick up some Gatorade. Obviously, this is a dream because it did not happen in the series.
It is a dream. Everything slowed down. He took the Gatorade out of my man's hand.
Oh, all right, he need to get that Gatorade back. He didn't earn it.
Yeah, he did.
So you said they could.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Chicago win today. They win next game with Rondo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I can't argue with that. Like I said, I said earlier in the first podcast that it might be the first upset. But I was joking. Now I can see it being possible.
Yeah, and Isaiah, you know, RP is sister, man. I think they really got a toll on him. I'm watching him play. Yeah, he doing his thing, but you can see it in his eye. You know, he ain't really, you know, usually he just got that look.
Yeah.
Right now he ain't seeing it. So
he got that locked in.
Next year, come back. Ain't no problem.
Well, they got a lot of room for improvement. They got draft picks and they got, you know, trade bait. So you can do what you want to do.
And they have cap room.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the biggest thing.
They can get Blake Griffin for free, basically. I mean, just here's your money. Come on. I mean.
But don't he got one more year, though?
Who?
Blake Griffin.
No, he free.
Oh, he free?
He free. Him and Chris Paul. We're going to get into that.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get into that.
Let's talk about that.
Y'all want to jump into that now?
Oh, we can.
Hey, okay, so. Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, they down.
Yeah, both of them do not deserve a max contract.
And they don't need to be on the same team. They get hurt together.
Hold on. Chris Paul don't deserve a max contract.
No.
Sean been saying this.
No.
Chris Paul don't. Chris Paul,
no,
bro.
You no, I see his stats. It's you don't the, see it's what he the, do. It's the facade of Chris Paul. This ain't the Chris Paul from New Orleans. It, he it show is. Up when he want to. No, he show up when he want to. And I'm sick of the injuries, man. How am I gonna count on you if you can ball all the way to the finals and then you out?
I'm do wasting we need my money. Rest? Is that where rest come in?
He rest. He be injured so much. Like you know.
Yeah, he get injury rest.
And then you don't even the way you be playing. You know, he plays smart, but you still getting injured. So I can't give you that max contract, bread, man. I can't.
Wow. You got to think of his age too. He's over 30 now. You got to think about it. The wear and tear of the league.
But his average. Have you seen the averages? I've seen
his average.
His New Orleans averages and his Clippers averages, and it's basically the same.
He ball.
Okay, but how many games did he play? Is that the same? No.
I mean.
He you constantly gets injured, and Blake Griffin is injured now.
That's no disrespect. Okay, so
yeah, it's no disrespect. But I just feel like maybe it could be the Clipper curse. You know the Clippers. You know for sure. Are you a Laker fan?
I'm a Laker fan.
Okay, so you know the Clipper curse too. The Clipper curse is real.
They
were supposed to have Baron Davis and Elton Brand. That didn't happen.
Yeah. Every curse can be broken. You see what happened in baseball. You see what happened in Cleveland. Every curse is meant to be broken. I don't believe it's a curse. I just think, unfortunately, they not bringing in the rings. It is what it is. Ooh. Only wow. You know, only one team wins at the end of each league. Yeah. One team.
Every season. Yeah.
They just haven't made the long haul.
Yeah, and then they had their chances. Like, right now, it's... If they win, it's like, oh my goodness. But it was, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they was like, oh, they about to win. They balling. But they all got injured and flopped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm done with them. Break that team up.
Blake Griffin is not reliable. At the age he is, he's still not reliable.
Nope. Where he at right now?
Okay. All right. So let's try to look on the bright side of it. Are they leaving? Because I think it's a wrap.
If the money's there, no.
Nah, yeah.
But if the money's not there, they're gone.
Yeah. What about the team? What direction that they want to go in? Do they let one of them go?
You're going to either have to let Blake Griffin go.
Okay.
Or you're going to have to let J.J. Redick go. Who's more important, J.J. Redick or Blake?
Okay, so do you sign and trade Blake Griffin for Carmelo if he wants to do that?
Oh, that's a head scratcher.
Or do Chris Paul go to New York?
That's a head scratcher.
With the pick that they got.
For who?
Nothing. He a free agent.
I'm going to let y'all comment on
Chris
that.
Paul is those a free agent. Chris Paul, Blake Griffin. We ain't going to talk about Steph and KD. They staying.
Yeah.
They ain't going nowhere. I don't even know who else after that. I want to say Mark, but
long as they go somewhere
I think Mark Gasol locked in. I'm not sure.
Yeah. As long as they go somewhere where they got help. They can't be the main two stars.
Why not go east?
Go east. They ain't mad at that. Go east. But you got to go somewhere where, you know, they ain't the main player. They got to have some help.
If he's smart, why don't he go to Milwaukee?
Who?
Blake Griffin.
That's not a bad idea. Who played it for?
Jabari. But, you know, Jabari been hurt. You know, he got hurt. This is the second time.
Yeah, he's hurt. Who played the three? Chris Middleton?
Why not? He's a great shooter.
Okay, so what do you – I'm saying right now, who played the three?
Middleton.
Shit, you can move
So move what about who played the two?
To Brogdon?
He starts?
This has to be fact checked.
Okay.
Here, I'll pull that up.
Because, if he could go over there.
That's what I'm saying.
Giannis?
Yeah, that may be crazy.
And he got a jump shot. Blake has a jump shot.
Crazier thought. Send Chris Paul and Blake over there with Giannis.
Oh, God. And then Wade is from there. That's doing too much, though.
Yeah, but you can see Blake and him going there. They got room. Like, you might have to get rid of Middleton. But
I ain't getting rid of Middleton. I'm not getting rid of Middleton. I'm not getting rid of Giannis. I'm not getting rid of Jabari Parker. They have to stay because, in my opinion, like I said on the last podcast, I don't want nothing for them really to happen but health. I mean, you could bring a player in, but they just need to get healthy. If they can all be healthy at the same time, this team right now with Jabari Parker, if they were able to advance, I don't know if they're going to down 3-2, but if they could see Cleveland constructed like that with full health, that's a problem.
Yeah,
because Jabari Parker is basically young Carmelo.
I think Cleveland, what they've done to themselves, is they mixed up too many new players in their offense, and now they don't even know their rotations. Yep. The problem is rotations with them. Like, LeBron should not have to be in every rotation for them to flourish. You're all NBA players. You can score a bucket.
Yeah.
So there's no reason.
Boy is starting. Brogdon.
Yeah, Brogdon. Figured he is starting.
So Brogdon starting? Okay.
Tony Snell starting?
Tony Snell starting. Okay, so move Giannis to what? The three, or is he playing the one?
He would play the three then.
And put Blake at the four?
Middleton playing the small four.
And I guess throw Chris Paul at the one.
Now have Thon Maker playing.
Have Dele come off the bench.
Yeah, Thon Maker. I told you, I liked him in his mixtape.
Beasley, Greg Monroe still.
Man, they would be a very deep team. They would instantly become a very silent dark horse in the East to me.
I think it would be a little past dark horse.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay, so if they put that team together, we're looking at next year's playoffs. What seed are they?
The fourth seed.
That's it?
Yeah, you got to give them time to
with just Blake or Blake and Chris?
Well, just Blake. Now, if you put Chris there, too.
Oh, Chris coming, too. Oh, wow.
They could be the number two.
Yeah,
they can't be number one.
They could be number one.
It's possible.
It depends on what Cleveland wants to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They the ones that let Boston get the first pick right now.
The first seed. Yeah, they did that.
I mean, first seed, to dodge the Bulls. They know what they doing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about matchups.
I feel the same way, actually, because Rondo potentially might not have got injured either.
Man, that would have been real physical, I think. And that's what they didn't want. They didn't want something that physical. Pacers tried, but
we have seen old Wade versus LeBron,
and I don't think LeBron want to do that because he tends to avoid it.
Yeah, he sat against Wade. How many of the games since he left Miami? Like, and then since he even sat down Chicago games. I'm like, what is it? Are you just sitting Wade? And then I noticed he sat a Miami game this year too.
Yeah,
and it's just like, okay, so you just trying to make it? I don't know. I look too much into LB.
Nah, it makes sense.
He the one to analyze.
It makes sense.
Let me see. Yeah, Toronto finally up 3-2. I think it's a fluke, honestly, because I don't trust Kyle Lowry. DeRozan, he fine. He just a mid-range warrior. Valanciunas need to step up, in my opinion. Like you said, Serge ain't been doing.
Serge had a good game last
night. He here and there, though. Like, he not every game like he was at OKC. Like, the reason why OKC used to be able to stop San Antonio was Serge Ibaka.
But you got to think about it like this. He went from the offense in OKC to Orlando, then to the Raptors. He's still learning on the go.
Yeah, yeah.
He ain't been there, the whole season. Yeah. So he finding his way to fit in, and they got to make sure that the offense is cohesive with him. So I think they just finding themselves. And Lowry just got back from getting hurt from a wrist injury on his shooting hand. So that right there, it, like, you got to learn your mechanics over because you've been resting it so long. You got to get your mechanics right. So him not necessarily doing good, I understand. But he have his games because he's still Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, I like Toronto. If they can just play with some heart.
So, mesh together Toronto. I mean, just coming into a Cleveland series, all of a sudden they clicking. Can they make noise against
Cleveland? They need to play with that Biombo heart. They come like that, when you see how Biombo shut the game down. Yeah, he come with that heart. You got to come at Cleveland. You can't come halfway, and then you can't come after you already down 0-2. It's not going
to
work.
Toronto could be the new Pacers for Cleveland. If you think about when they were having game sevens against the Pacers.
Yeah.
If you think about what Cleveland did. Yeah. Beyond that, they had nobody to stop them. But Toronto is actually built with more defense now with Serge Ibaka and what's my boy name? The power forward. I mean, a small forward. He just got traded with him.
Tucker.
PJ Tucker. Yeah, sneakerhead. I don't know why I forgot your name. But that added defense, too, with somebody else to mess with LeBron. That's all you got to do is have bodies on LeBron. LeBron is good, but if you keep putting fresh bodies on LeBron, it can really alter how you play.
And it give him a different look. And I think if you're trying to stop LeBron, you need a center that rim protects. That's what we seen with Bogut.
Yeah.
That's what we seen with Dwight Howard back then. That's what we seen with the Celtics with Kendrick Perkins. That's what we seen with the Dallas Mavericks with Tyson Chandler. That's what we seen with the Spurs with Tim Duncan and whoever wanted to play next to him. You just got to have rim protection if you want to beat LeBron.
Oh, you just missed the dunk, Mike. We are watching the Boston game.
Terry Rozier.
Terry Rozier just got a good steal, took it to the rack. By Wade.
Aw, not my boy Wade. Okay, all right, okay.
Look at that.
See, but Celtics, what the Celtics going to do if they beat Chicago out this whole series? What they going to do against, I'm assuming, Washington?
Origami, they going to fold up.
Washington going crazy.
Boston.
Oh, Boston.
Boston going to fold like Origami.
Yeah, Washington go dog them out. Washington's on a whole nother cylinder right
can
now.
Can Washington beat Cleveland?
No.
What? You've been saying this.
My problem against Washington is they don't have a dominant big man to stop LeBron. He will dunk on Gortat.
You're right.
He is probably dang near the same height as Gortat.
You are actually right.
Yeah, so Gortat, he's not intimidating. This ain't the same Gortat. You watched the last game, he was just struggling.
So who you going to have guarding? Kelly Oubre, he can get mad and flex when he files somebody. He files somebody and flex. Yeah, like, you know, I understand you're passionate, but wrong time. Yeah.
Okay, so it ain't basically Cleveland run the East.
Of course,
done and over with.
You got three All-Stars.
There's no threat. I mean, I feel like Chicago is the threat, but they got to get over this injury. They got to get this win. They got to win tonight.
LeBron is at least 5 years older than Kyrie and Kevin Love. He has youth on his side.
Yeah. I mean, but does he? He got Darren Williams. He got Shannon Frye. He got
He looking for leadership.
James Jones.
I understand that.
I'm so sick of him, dog.
James Jones probably hold LeBron book bag. No disrespect, James Jones, but
it's disrespect, man.
Who played
you a ring chaser?
Who played backup center for Cleveland?
Backup center? Like they got
who played backup center? Backup center?
Nobody. They don't have a backup center. They decided to get rid of most of their big men. So you know any big man.
But they signed one right before the playoffs. That lanky dude.
Yeah, they did.
And I think they think that he gonna put something up against Golden State. He gonna just. Poof, I'm here. I'm getting minutes. I'm about to
That's
stop.
That's how it be, man. Okay. Dela did it.
I'm about to stop KD from getting
to Dela did only, it. All these weak people
only
they
in
having,
short minutes.
I ain't gonna call it weak. Minutes. They always have some people that come out of nowhere. Somebody always show up.
He ain't gonna be able to come and put 42 minutes.
I hope not.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
He ain't got to do no 42.
But who's their starter? You got Tristan Thompson?
He show up. I don't like him. But you know what? You know, he do what he got to do. Somehow, he always seemed to be checking Steph Curry and get him fouled out, right? So
That ain't going to happen this year.
I hope not.
I mean, they still going to be able to do that switch. But the difference is you're going to have a more agile, faster Kevin Durant trying to.
Who's guarding LeBron? That changes everything.
I mean, it don't matter now.
But that's what I'm saying.
If you put the def lineup on the floor now, the new def lineup,
you got a new
game. Draymond Green. You got Iggy Iguodala.
You got Iggy.
You got KD.
KD
with him. He can guard LeBron now. I mean, he can try to stop him. It ain't just I'm out the way. He dunked on me. You know, KD actually got with LeBron in that last game.
He's not Brandon Ingram.
He's not
right
Brandon
because you know KD used to be Brandon Ingram size. Yeah, he actually bulked up some.
Yeah, he did. He like 240 now.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a lot compared to he was
220, 215.
Looked like he was 200
when he first came into the league. He was little.
Who was that?
And who else?
I like that.
And then they got Klay Thompson. Yeah. So, I mean, you got them four. Steph is hit again. And then you got JaVale McGee off the bench.
That's what I'm saying. The difference between Bogut and JaVale McGee, you have an athletic big. It's the difference between having a big that can block, but he can maneuver in the air and change your shot more than Bogut because he's faster than Bogut. A lot of people hate on him but don't realize just the size intimidation will change your shot.
Yeah.
And so, if you want to, you can let LeBron go off. We see what happened. Every time LeBron scored 40-something, they barely win. Let him go off. I don't want Kyrie to go off.
Yeah.
I don't want Kevin Love to come out of nowhere. I don't want Tristan Thompson to come out of
I don't know
nowhere.
About that because who going to – man, that's
let LeBron,
gonna,
let LeBron
wait.
Do his
I mean,
thing.
That's basically,
do his thing, LeBron. You want to shoot?
That's
leave
what
him open.
I
will space him. Shoot. Come on.
Yep.
Shoot. Beat
okay,
me shoot.
So let's drop back down because we're going to end up coming back to that.
Oh,
Spurs Grizz right now. Wow. Spurs finally up 3-2.
That's aggressive.
I called. I said they was going to lose two in the grindhouse. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, Memphis.
Okay, take that for data.
Memphis got
there
hard.
You go.
Take that for data. Yep. You're not going to brook us.
That's right. True.
Let's go.
Got to love Memphis. Got to love the Spurs. Right.
That motivation lasted two games.
Okay, so, we're going to go to you, S-Dot. The Kawhi-LeBron argument. You've been Kawhi-ing it and...
Kawhi,
give us your take on the whole Kawhi LeBron like that whole outlook, that whole perspective.
Like I told you, the difference is the offense in which they are set up. LeBron in the offense is the facilitator. That's why he's going to average more assists than Kawhi Leonard every year, no matter what. Kawhi Leonard plays incredible defense, better than LeBron. He shoots better than LeBron. I would rather have him at the free throw line than LeBron. So basically, the only thing LeBron can do better is facilitate. But you don't need him to facilitate on the Spurs. The Spurs are a facilitating team. So all you do is Kawhi plays his role. But he's a better player all around. LeBron is better for his offense.
Kawhi is a better player all around than LeBron James.
Yes, he is.
Why? Because he can shoot threes?
He can shoot better.
Because he can shoot?
He can defend better. The only thing he can't do is pass better because when he gets the ball, he scores.
Yeah.
Kobe. It's not. It's not when he gets the ball, he surveys the floor and calls up a play.
That's why it's tough for me to get into the LeBron-Kobe argument because at the end of the day, they're going to say LeBron make his teammates better, but does he? Because my whole take is he has to dominate the ball in order for them to function correctly. If he don't, like when he sits down, it's kind of Russell Westbrookish. Really.
LeBron does not make his team play.
That team played without him, and they had Kevin Love and Kyrie. And did they win much without LeBron like that when he sat? They lost games. I know some of them games Kevin Love and Kyrie didn't play, but it's the same as far as LeBron is concerned. Like he affects that team in a Russell Westbrook manner. Like they are not built to be without him.
But LeBron does not make his team better. Well, you know what? Want to know what he does?
He makes his team.
No, he makes gives his team. He makes his team specialists. What he does is he changes every player's real playing style to his playing style for him.
Yeah, you go shoot.
Look about Chris Bosh.
Yep.
What Chris Bosh did.
Yeah.
They didn't even utilize him in the post, which he was the best at at the time.
Yes.
What they did is they changed him to a pick and pop shooter and a 3-point shooter.
Yeah.
So they took away what he was good at.
Yep.
LeBron minimizes your role, and you better make it when I pass it to you because you make me look good.
Look at J.R. Smith.
You know, that's all it is. It's the facade of LeBron. People not really analyzing his game. Yes, he gives good looks, but he minimalizes what you do on the court when he's on the court.
Yeah. All you're going to do is shoot. That's it.
Pretty much.
J.R. Smith ain't nothing. I remember J.R. Smith. When the last time you seen J.R. Smith dunk on somebody?
Ooh-wee.
Been a while.
LeBron James turns everybody to James Jones.
Okay, so what about Shumpert? Where is he at? What happened to him?
Oh, man.
You need to put him on a milk carton. Like, have you seen me?
Tiana Taylor, you know, shout out to you and your family,
shout out to
your wife and your baby, man. Hey, but you ain't showing up. You ain't showing up, and you know, it is what it is.
It is. It is. Like I said, he just, you get lost in the
And they don't really need him, to be honest. They don't need him.
Okay, so tell me about, you just broke down LeBron game. So, Kawhi is just better because LeBron basically has to have, okay, Kawhi got the players that do what he needed them to do. He got Tony Parker, Patty Mills, Danny Green, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Pau Gasol. So he really don't have to fill those other roles that LeBron.
Let me tell you, I'm going to put it down as simple as possible. LeBron thinks the game. Kawhi attacks the game. It's two different roles. When you facilitate the game, that means you're moving pieces. But when you are the killer on the court, you say, whatever you're doing, it doesn't matter. I'm doing what
I'm doing.
Do it. So it's
now
it's,
I do what I want.
Yeah, dominance.
Now I do what I
it shows true dominance.
I do what I want.
LeBron puts it in a situation where if he passed for the last shot, it's okay because it's a good pass. But that doesn't mean you don't dominate and take
and
that last
that's
shot.
That's crazy to me. I have to take that last
shot. I wouldn't want to be his teammate.
LeBron form is good enough. I think he shot well enough to take some final shots.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, just go ahead and take
he
them.
He thought Udonis Haslam had a better shot.
I remember that.
I do too.
Point proven.
And that's easy.
Done.
Yep. You
okay,
miss Udonis, so it's your fault.
We keep coming to LB.
That
was on the itinerary. So Kawhi, LeBron. All right, Russell. Russell gone. Out 4-1. Averaged a triple-double. Put up a triple-double in the last game in about 20 minutes.
All right, look, the bad thing about him averaging a triple-double is next season him averaging a triple-double will not shock us.
Yeah.
And so if
or
you're not winning,
him not averaging a triple-double will shock us. We're going to be like, what happened, Russell?
But if he wins, it doesn't matter if he does either or. But if he loses, then it really matters.
Okay, so what help does he need?
A three.
Two. Just one?
A five. Oh. he needs a new team.
Okay, so your boy. I say get rid of Enes Kanter. I'm thinking Blake Griffin could go to OKC. You replace that post offense with Blake Griffin instead of Enes Kanter, because Enes don't play no D.
Enes comes off the bench.
I say you retain all your defense. You say Andre Robertson, y'all say he trash, right?
Enes comes off the bench.
I don't even
want to
get him no spot.
So do you let Andre Robertson go? 12%. Try to bring in another two?
Yeah, any two in the D League, I think he's more free throws.
Yeah, he's like,
if you gave me $50,000, I can hit all the free throws that you want.
Yeah.
If you needed me to be S dot free throw,
he blew the game.
That's how I'd be.
He blew the game yesterday, you know. So.
Yeah, it's no way that you shooting worse than a center. There's no way that you are shooting worse than anybody.
6 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist. I don't need you. You ain't even on Bruce Bowen level.
We're
Bruce Bowen.
That is a one quarter stat line. But that's a whole
game.
The
dude was shooting 12% for the playoffs.
Yeah,
what you doing? Shoot with your eyes closed? But it wasn't clearly. Your form nice, but you.
I said who should be sacrificed. Y'all agree with that?
Who? Robinson?
Robinson
and
the
team
is Kanter.
What happened?
But you can't sacrifice Robertson if ain't nobody gonna want him because he's shit.
Just cut him, man. You gotta go, Robertson.
Cut him?
You gotta go.
Just Stan Van Gundy.
You gotta go.
Just Josh Smithing.
You gotta
put him on the bench. I'm glad we watching the game. I'm glad Rondo got a full suit jacket on. I don't know what you was doing, but
I didn't even see him. He still got a cast. Gone, right?
He just got a little.
He got like a splinter or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so James Harden advances. Does who? You notice the whole James Harden Russell Westbrook year.
Ooh, look at
so him. Who? Russell MVP, right? Throughout. Okay. Damn. All right.
Yeah,
so what can Harden and them do against the Spurs or the Grizzlies?
Oh, Kenneth Fuller.
Is Harden going to be able to stop Kawhi Leonard?
Of course not. Because here's the thing. If you stop James Harden, which is the facilitator of the whole team, who does exactly what LeBron does, guess what? It's over. If you stop the facilitation, people cannot score without being made play for them.
He's not the lone facilitator. That whole offense, you know how Phoenix used to work.
Yeah.
Nash go down, Boris Diaw step up, or Barbosa step up, Sean Marion step up.
Sean Marion.
And they used to put up triple doubles or near triple doubles.
But Sean Marion.
No Steve Nash.
Sean Marion wasn't just a 3-point shooter. He'd take it to the rack, too. You got a lot of people that are made 3-point shooters. Ryan Anderson, 9 times out of 10, he's shooting behind the arc. Eric Gordon, 7 out of 10 behind the arc. They're the most 3-point shooting team.
Yeah,
if you slow the ball down, guess what? You messing up. They facilitate.
Who the better 3-point shooting team, Houston or Golden State?
Golden State.
Okay,
they're more well rounded.
And it's more fluent.
Yeah, they can pull up in your face. They can do everything. Ryan Anderson ain't coming off the dribble.
Nah. Oh yeah. Okay.
He tried a couple years ago, but it didn't work. He was trying to develop a post.
Okay, so we just had Kawhi and LeBron. Now, I want to go to who was the defensive player of the year? Draymond Green or Kawhi Leonard? And why?
Rudy Gobert. You got to think about him,
too.
Rudy, if you think defensive stats, he is the top in defensive stats. As far as blocks, he's rebounding great. He affects everybody defensively.
Okay, so Utah just won a couple games without him, didn't they?
No, they won a game without him.
Okay.
He came back.
And
that went down to the wire, didn't it? Wasn't that the buzzer beater win?
So you take Draymond out, Golden State winning?
Yeah.
They going to win?
Yeah, just not as good, but yeah. They can still win without him.
67-15, they going to do that?
Oh, you're talking about for the whole season.
I mean, just period. Like, okay, let's say Draymond gone.
You got KD.
They just going to step up more offensively.
I mean,
Draymond, man.
I'm taking Draymond, defensive player of the year. Kawhi, that's my boy. I like him. He good on the court. But I got to take Draymond because Draymond guard your 2, your 3, your 4, your 5.
I
rebound with him. He
facilitate.
He pushed him. He get the rebound. And Russell Westbrook the rock if
you
need to. They start leaning off of him on a shot. He's starting to get his shot back. That's dangerous. And then he can guard your 1 if he come to the hole. He come to the hole like, thinking that he about to slide by.
Besides the 5, who can Kawhi not guard? He guards the 1 through 4.
But he ain't guarding 1 through 5. Draymond blocking Damian Lillard. Draymond blocking. Who else he done blocked in that series? Like, and then right before it, like, I give Kawhi his due. It's like, we got to look at Kawhi's a candidate that high up, because he basically is their defense, in my opinion, because LaMarcus Aldridge don't play D. Not for real. Yeah. Paul Gasol don't play D. Danny Green play D, but I only seen him, what, show up against who? I seen him, was I watching that game with you, I think? And we was like, oh, Danny Green, your boy, your boy.
Yeah, he can only do so much. He is step behind.
Was it against Cleveland? I don't know. I forget. Golden State, it might have been? I don't know. It was somebody of some significance, and Danny Green showed up. But it ain't like Kawhi. They was all in arms. Kawhi got into the MVP conversation when he had that
against the Rockets.
Yeah, that block and then that finish. And that was like, oh, this is what MVP does. Poof, Kawhi Leonard in the conversation. What to me got him and LeBron in the conversation. And I should have been said this because it's been on my mind. What got Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James into the MVP conversation is Kevin Durant got injured. Yeah. It was Kevin Durant. It was the Thunder. It was Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
That's it was true. Them three. I mean, that was the MVP race. And a lot of people don't want to give KD his due because, okay, your points might have dropped some. But Golden State defensive efficiency ended up getting back to one because of you on the team. And you actually putting up blocks and stuff like that, facilitating the ball a little bit more, actually moving right on defense and all of that. And you actually moving the ball, you know what I'm saying? You able to, like, show another style of your game. You could catch and shoot. Or you could, you know, show and go, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's why I said KD more deadly. If he stay healthy, KD could be the MVP next year, even with all them all-stars.
Yeah, he can.
Because he jailed them back together after.
He gave you a piece of everything. You lost the blocks with Bogut, KD getting a few. You lost some of the scoring with Harrison Barnes. KD give you a whole, like, double or potentially quadruple that. Like I said before, you know, Klay and Steph can have a 12-point game. Here come KD with 40. And then he could facilitate the ball as well, like Bogey was doing. You know what I'm saying? Because when I thought about what you were saying about JaVale McGee picking up for the defense on Bogey, yeah, that's another piece that picked up for something that's missing. You get that back as far as the facilitating the ball with KD as well. It ain't coming necessarily from JaVale. He receiving alley-oops and stuff from somebody else's backyard, pulling it back in the head and just yoking it. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's another thing. You know, they got somebody they can actually go to. Now, like, Bogey wasn't that, like you said, that dynamic. He wasn't that agile. He wasn't that athletic. It's like they actually got better to me.
They did.
It took a minute to jail. Yeah. You know, like, I think Sean was saying this in the last pod. It's like they just needed time to jail, basically, which is what Cleveland needed, but they did it so close to the end, and then Bogut came. Shouldn't have went. You should have went to Boston, Bogut. This team right now would beat Cleveland if you went and stayed healthy. But
that'd be nice.
Yeah, he went to Boston, done, 15 seconds. Larry Sanders come, we don't know what he's doing. We don't want him no more. And then they signed somebody that I ain't even see do nothing yet. You know what I'm saying? So, and then they brought in Darren Williams. They brought in Derek Williams. It's like, y'all brought in the Williamses, but, I mean, if LeBron not there, what are they doing for real? Darren Williams might do a little bit of something, but what is Derek Williams doing without Kyrie, LeBron, and Kevin Love on that team?
To be honest, Darren Williams and LeBron shouldn't be on the court at the same time.
I think they should.
I think they're too ball dominant. Both of them are ball dominant.
But I think that's...
You're giving LeBron too much responsibility. He actually stops a lot of the offense sometimes, too. You got to really be able to have somebody else that can push the ball. Darren Williams is not comfortable because he is not given free range really to facilitate.
I think he is.
With LeBron? Because
I think... Remember me always saying, like, what if LeBron played off the ball?
He don't.
But what if he did?
But he not.
But he does. Some plays, I see LeBron, he getting the ball, and he finishing immediately. And it be right there. That's a product of Darren Williams. I think the whole point of them getting Darren Williams to me was to have him and LeBron on the floor at the same time so LeBron could play decoy and he could continue to facilitate. Darren Williams with LeBron and Kyrie on the floor potentially. I don't know if that would work like that, but even with just LeBron on the floor, is a shooter and a facilitator. You got a shooter and facilitator, a slasher, slash just LeBron. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, it's a good look with LeBron. With LeBron,
if they play like that,
yeah, they're not gonna play like that though.
LeBron is basically, he could play like Wade if Kyrie is on the bench and Darren Williams is in the game.
To be honest, I think if he played like Wade, he'd be a better player.
Wow. Okay, so
some of these, you see how Joe Johnson is playing right now?
Yeah.
LeBron needs to look and see what Joe Johnson is doing. You're shooting 54% because you're shooting in areas that power forwards shoot. Power forwards, there are 50, 60%, you know, shooters anyway. So if you really think about it like that, you're supposed to have a high percentage. But where's the post hooks? You don't see no hooks from LeBron like that. Nah. He is dominant. Why would you not do that? That's what I'm saying. Look what Joe Johnson is doing.
If LeBron had a true post game, if LeBron had a true post game and could shoot, and you have to guard him on the perimeter coming up the court like that, like how you got to guard like KD, Steph, maybe just a little bit of how you got to guard them like that. Dude, you know how much more that even spread the floor out?
Kind of how they used to pass the ball to Dwight.
That'd be too scary, man.
That would be scary.
But that's what I'm saying. Why wouldn't he develop a post game? Like a post hook, left, right.
Or just like a, he could do a post hook, left, right. Like a Amari or something like that.
Yeah, then how can he be stopped? I'm thinking
if he can get in that block and do some Kobe Jordan, bro.
But that's what D-Wade did. The older D-Wade got, he started posting more.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you post, you're using energy, but you're slowing yourself down.
Right.
And the object is just to get space. As long as you get a little bit of space, you good.
And I love Wade for his defense. The boy out here guarding the rim. He guarding the point guards going to the hole and all of that. So, what's next? We said Draymond, Kawhi. Okay, y'all throwing Gobert in there. So, I got Draymond, who y'all got? You got Rudy?
I want to give it to Rudy. I like Draymond. Don't get it twisted, but I want to give it to Rudy. He didn't step this game up so much. Draymond been good. Rudy took it to another level. That's why I respect it.
I hear you. Me, I'm not complaining either way. I love to see people playing D, and they both doing a good job. So I'm not mad at that one. Either way.
Yeah.
Okay, so Paul George. We spoke on him earlier. Is he leaving?
Let me tell you something. He changed his number to the right number right now because he playing PG-13. He playing like a teenager. You really want to be grown man ball? Finish. You want to take responsibility? When they give you the ball, you say, I need to take the last shot, make the last shot. You got to make them want to give you the last shot.
I don't know what he want to do for
you.
He reminded me of Tracy McGrady, man.
At first, Granger was more like that, but at first,
because he was doing his thing, he could shoot. He just had better defense, of course, but I don't know what's going on.
His release ain't quick enough. If his release was quick enough, like McGrady, he'd be a monster.
But even then, he not shooting. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know. He show up when he want to, and then he disappeared. So that's why, you know, I'm not really a PG-13 fan like that.
Yeah,
he closed the game though. Like I said, if he play with some more heart, he'd be a great player.
Okay, so if he go to the Lakers, is it going to make a difference? Is we going to see a different Paul George? Is that team going to step up around him? It's going to be just like the Pacers, basically.
Same thing. If he ain't taking the
shot, could they make the playoffs?
Yeah, they probably make the playoffs, probably.
Could Paul George turn that team into something else?
Here's the thing. Paul George will have to come in like a veteran and show that he could close out. He said, give me the ball, I'm going to get y'all involved. But when I get the ball, I'm going to work.
What would make him close out now when he just didn't do it? What's going to change? You had the opportunity. You was up 26, man. You can't tell me you're going to close the game out for me.
I listened to specifics. He talking about that Lance Stephenson is a big voice and leader in the locker room. Number one, Lance ain't even been there long enough. Like, he came back. He on his second trip.
Lance is supposed to be your Ron Artest.
Oh, yeah.
I need to get you hype and tell you, hey, I need you to go distract him.
They don't
not
trust
trying
Lance
to give me no
yet.
Speech.
He just came off the couch.
I feel like Lance is okay with that team and what they run. He has some familiarity with Paul George, which is, you know, it kind of puts him in a position to be able to do what he was able to do in a few of them games. But I personally just... I think they need to get rid of Monte Ellis. They need to get rid of Jeff Teague. They need Chris Paul to come in there, maybe.
Everybody needs Chris Paul, so it doesn't even matter. But he's still not getting $200 million.
You ain't giving Chris Paul 20? Wade just got 20.
I said 200. 200 is 40.
No. Okay, all right. Okay, that resets my whole thinking. I'm forgetting that the captain rolls that high. I'm still thinking players is 2025, 27.
No, you're talking about 40.
You don't give him a max contract for going to a different team? Because he already taking a pay cut anyway, so you don't give him the max switch. Like, you're not going to get max. He's going to get his max available for what he's doing. The movie.
That's the only way he getting that max for another team to put faith in him.
So does that mean Chris Paul is gone then?
I would hope.
Basically, he's gone. I mean, because if he gonna make the same money, if the Clippers ain't gonna pay Chris Paul all that money, which I think they are, I think the Clippers gonna keep Chris Paul and let Blake Griffin walk.
I guess.
If you let that point guard walk, the Clippers done. They might as well all break up. They might as well dismantle that whole entire team. You might as well let Jamal Crawford go. Paul Pierce about to retire. Let J.J. Redick walk. Let Chris Paul walk. Let Blake Griffin walk. Start over. Figure out if you could try to trade some of them for some picks. Maybe even trade DeAndre Jordan for a pick.
Is he worth $40 million?
Trade DeAndre Jordan to the Celtics for a pick for that pick. If they get number one, number two.
No, DeAndre don't get hurt.
What you gonna keep him for? It ain't Lob City no more.
You know, you get rid of Blake.
Chris Paul is DeAndre Jordan.
Let go of Blake. Yeah, all right. Blake out of here.
Let's say they do keep Chris Paul. You can't keep both. Blake is gone. Pick your poison. Blake, bye. You gone.
Shoot, I was signing for a year. Let me see how this year go. You don't get injured this year. Playing hard. Mm-hmm. We talk.
How much over the cap are they willing to go? You know what I mean? If the cap is,
can't give you no match.
Think about it. If you want to give two people $40 million, that's 80. That's most of your cap.
You deteriorating as the years go. You getting injured now. What makes me think you not gonna get injured?
It's Chris Paul, 37 years old, getting a $40 million check worth it?
No.
I don't know.
No.
I mean, he's not a super athletic Russell Westbrookish type point guard. He is a traditional. I ain't gonna say pass first, but he's a traditional point guard. He gonna get this play right. He gonna get that play right. He gonna get everybody doing what they need to do. He gonna put you in your spots where you're supposed to be. Find you. He like Chauncey to me, and to a certain extent, Chauncey ain't gotta put up 30 a game. Chauncey put up what he put up. He get in the post a little bit. He move the ball a little bit. Chris Paul averaged more assists.
How was Chauncey at 37?
Achilles.
Right, so you don't think that can happen to Chris?
I mean, I don't want to foresee no injuries on nobody.
Man, it's Father Time loses to nobody.
I mean, Father Time don't lose. Jason Kidd played to a what? And he won a chip at how
old? He won one chip.
How old was he when he won hungry. His chip? 37, 38?
If you win 38? One chip, you eat one chip, you still hungry?
Yeah.
That's right, you got one chip.
Yes, that's it. That's what I'm saying. I mean,
we can't put Chris Paul is a better shooter. Chris Paul
got no chips.
You ain't got to play with Jason Kidd. You have to play a moving, like, running style defense.
Forget Jason Kidd. Let's not talk
Jason
about
Jason Kidd couldn't shoot.
But let's not talk about Jason Kidd. Jason, we're talking Kidd, about Chris Paul.
Even though he
shot
the year that they won.
Jason Kidd had more heart.
Yeah.
He had more heart? More heart?
The most heart I've seen from Chris Paul.
He had heart not to get injured.
No.
So hold on.
I'm not saying Chris Paul don't got heart, because he does
he
got
do,
heart.
But he ain't got more heart than Kidd. Come on now.
Hold on.
I don't even want to argue that.
Hold on.
Kidd was laying it down on the line.
Hold on. So
Chris Paul does play safe basketball.
Chris Paul.
Compare him to Jason Kidd.
Chris Paul was being basically put in the
Stockton,
same
man.
Cloth
good.
As Kobe when it came to how you approach the game. What type of will, you know what I'm saying, that you bring to the game, attitude that you bring to the game. He ain't got it no more. He got heart.
Let me tell you something. Chris Paul, if he scores 30, they lose by 20.
What? Why?
Because I told you, if everybody else ain't getting involved, Chris Paul can lose you a game by scoring good.
He has to be
okay,
John Stockton.
Okay, so Blake Griffin need to be turned basically into some specialists.
Well, Blake Griffin that need
year,
to leave.
I forgot what year that was when they was going against the Spurs. But that Blake Griffin... That Blake Griffin can get that max deal. What was that, 2 years ago?
It was it?
That was like maybe 2 years ago. Now, he was showing, no, seriously, he was showing up with the hooks. He was shooting mid-range. He was dribbling, you know, doing just enough dribbling, not too much, because you think he got handles.
I think
now.
I heard that on Bill Simmons' podcast.
He was doing
like
great.
They might have been
now, if he was
that.
Doing that, then yes, because that Blake was clowning. I know that was the end of Tim Duncan, for the most part, but he was showing up. So, if he can do that, but that's what, 3 injuries before now? So, no. No max for you, no max for Chris Paul.
Okay.
Okay, how many years do you give him? That's what it comes down to.
For Chris Paul?
3. Right. I give him 3 years.
Who,
Chris Paul?
I give Chris Paul.
If you give him 3, why are you paying him the top dollar for another 2?
I give him a year.
Why wouldn't you give Chris Paul a three-year contract?
Why wouldn't I?
I wouldn't give him 5. You trying to give him 5 years?
Chris Paul's solid, bro. If you get... Chris Paul go to an East team. Chris Paul go to Orlando right now. They a playoff team. What's the worst team in the East? The Nets. Chris Paul go to the Nets. They flirting with 7-8.
Chris Paul just got off from being injured. It Chris don't matter. Paul in the playoffs last year. Injured.
It don't matter.
It do.
Because I'm looking. I look at the Clippers as they are cursed. I look at the Clippers as cursed. Player, I do. They are still cursed.
If they
need to wipe
know,
out.
You know how it be, man, when you really like a player? This is conversation about. We like Chris Paul. Mm-hmm. I see you really like him, Mike.
I mean, it ain't even necessarily ain't, that I really like him. It's just I respect him because this ain't, his averages is consistent throughout.
It's the same, but I don't know. It just ain't.
Has he ever made it to a Western Conference Finals?
Nope. I mean, but who he got over there? Who done made
How
it?
How far did he make it?
Who's made
Orleans?
It other than Dallas?
The Clippers, the last
Golden
3 years
State.
Have had a great team.
Golden State.
How far did he make it in New Orleans? Did he make it to the Western Conference
Like Finals? Kobe, basically.
That was his highlight game, Kobe Bryant.
Kobe and I think San Antonio. Yeah, this is Kobe. And that's where I was about to go. Lakers and Spurs in they heyday. I mean, the Spurs still going.
So they basically never took a step up then, because if they lost the Golden State.
Carmelo didn't win out there. Chris Paul didn't win out there. We don't even care. I mean, what? Okay, the Thunder went to a final. But you got KD, Russell, and James Harden that went. All three with Serge. Dude, that was like a big four.
James.
That was an early big four. They'd have stayed together about a complete 4 more years, no injuries. One ring would have came out of that.
Yeah. That's the problem is you're talking about all these years. Chris Paul ain't got all these years.
But Chris Paul all these years has been putting up the same averages.
And he's been getting the same result.
But the point is he has consistency. You build around consistency. If I say I know what I'm about to get with Chris Paul, you just attach around him. When have they had a three that actually do
so
something?
So are you going to give him $40 million a year?
No, I'm not giving him 40.
That's what we're talking about.
I mean, if I'm the Clippers, maybe. If Blake walk, yes. If Blake walk, I give Chris Paul the max. But I try not to let Blake walk. I try to sign and trade. I'm not letting Blake just go. He got to, look, Blake, come sit down. We want to try to improve our team in the midst of losing you. I know you probably want to go wherever you want to go. Wherever you want to go, you need to let us know. And we're going to negotiate giving you a max. Trying to see if the other team is willing to pay you the max and trade you for some players that's going to give us something back. You about to lose Paul Pierce. That's a roster spot. Blake Griffin being swapped for whoever is a roster spot. Hopefully they retain J.J. Redick in the midst of letting Blake walk. Do you keep Mbah Mute?
What about we decide to say the Clippers are done?
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Yeah, they had a good run.
I think they should break up, honestly. Yeah. I think they should fully disband.
Yeah, Live City, split. Sob City. Same difference.
They brought some good hope, though. It was fun watching them.
We about to make noise against this Laker lore down here.
That somebody from Michigan, you know, owned them. That's they own the team. So that's why I got a specific respect for him because, you know, he know what it is. But they're not going to win. They're still not going to win.
Nope.
Okay, so I don't know what else to say about that because.
Ah, that's done.
So, okay. I want to throw one more hypothetical. Right. Just one more.
All right, go ahead.
Or first, answer that. Answer to what I put on the table. Chris Paul go to the Nets. They the worst team in the league.
He's showing up.
What do they become in the East? What seed?
The eighth. He's not seed. The eighth seed. Not $40 million worth.
And they going to get beat by LeBron.
Yes. So it don't matter. It's all right. Sometimes we just realize that.
Can Chris Paul get Paul George over there?
Chris Paul is a better commercial guy than he is a guy getting championship rings.
Yeah,
I mean, I'd rather see him on Allstate.
That's facts.
Like, to be honest, the other Chris Paul probably got a ring and he don't.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah. Cliff Paul will get a ring before Chris Paul. Put it like that.
Yeah, he had his shots, you know what I mean?
No offense, because I love Chris Paul, too. I'm just talking junk. He's good, but $40 million, that's a lot of money. And the team is just not there. Doc Rivers, he can give him enough credit for that one championship, but you got to produce another one to really mean
Doc
something.
Rivers had KG, Rondo, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce not at the peak of their prime, but still somewhat primal, especially KG.
Rondo.
Rondo.
Rondo came out of nowhere.
I mean, really, he had them at their – still doing what
Ray
do.
Ray Allen, too.
He had them at their best. When I say at their best, they knew their game and they stuck to their game. Exactly. Ray Allen knew he was running off screens and shooting.
Yeah.
Paul Pierce had
all the veterans off the bench.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They had enforcers.
They had Tony Allen.
Yeah, all teams.
They had, what's his name? Poe?
Yeah, they
Leon?
Oh, snap.
Yep. Ain't that right? Leon Poe?
Yeah, I think that's his name. Yeah.
They had PJ.
You talking about Posey? Are you talking about Posey too?
They had Posey too. They had Leon Poe too.
Okay.
They had Posey.
They had
Kendrick Perkins.
Kendrick Perkins.
Did they have Cassell?
No, I don't think they
had. They had Sharkface?
Nah,
Sharkface.
Man, Sharkface. That boy looked like a shark with human teeth.
E.T. phone home.
E.T.
Yeah.
Hey, no disrespect, Sam, but.
Oh, yeah, you're a legend. Oh, yeah,
you know what it is. We know what you look like.
Nah, he know what he looked like.
I don't know. I mean, we might as well just get ready to close out then. I mean,
I guess we need to answer all those
for Chris Paul.
No, Chris Paul is a great player. It is love for Chris Paul, but it's not love for
the
team.
Okay, all right, hold on. Chris Paul to the New Orleans Pelicans.
That's great. That is great.
Oh, okay.
Playoffs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Second, third round?
Third. He can make it.
They can make the Western Conference right?
Yes. If you got Anthony Davis, you got Drew Holiday, who actually probably played it too. You got Chris Paul. You got DeMarcus Cousins. Come on now.
Yeah, shout out to that was slick.
Shout out to my cousin's cousin, Jordan Crawford. He on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, why not? But think about it.
What's up, Ralph?
That'll be good.
That's probably the best fit.
If I mean, don't work Chris Paul there, is that consistency.
Yeah.
Then the thing is DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis willing to sacrifice maybe 15% a piece of their game, hand that over to Chris Paul.
They'll get easier shots.
Yeah, that's cool.
They get better shots. Think about DeMarcus Cousins being at the rim getting dunks.
Just think about DeMarcus Cousins being open. Yeah. Okay,
that's
so
perfect.
Chris Paul will keep his Lob City element with Anthony Davis. And then you're getting a stretch five in DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
So, okay, Chris Paul live off a pick and roll, basically, right?
Yeah, Cousins.
So, if you got pick and roll, pick and pop with both of them.
That'd be perfect.
And it's like Chris Paul, they fake. It's like it's a pop. Oh, and he throw it to him, DeMarcus Cousins for three. DeMarcus Cousins for a long two. Anthony Davis for a three or a long two. Like. They dynamic become crazy.
Yeah, that was a good thought out one.
Yeah, I mean, that's
I give it a year.
That's actually, that was actually my first thought.
Maybe two since they so young. But after that, nah.
I mean, and then you got Chris Paul.
They can heal them the role when he's not
seasoned. He can come over there. He bring that experience.
And they can carry themselves if and when he get injured.
If they keep Drew?
Yeah, but you know he get injured and come back. So let's say he get injured in the first round, they make it to somehow the conference finals. He come back, Chris Paul. You know,
I think if Chris Paul go down, I don't know if they're gonna do nothing. The Pelicans need to fill out that team with some more shooters.
Yeah,
and
I like they need a couple that's the best
threes.
Fit for him.
They need some 3-and-D dudes.
They get that. Than, some people will come there since they see Chris Paul going over there.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That was a good one.
So, all right. In closing. Golden State beat Portland, of course. They're going to see the winner of the Utah Clipper series.
I see you Golden State in the finals.
So it's just Golden State Cleveland. Ain't no point of going down this list.
No, we do.
Can Houston beat San Antonio?
No.
It doesn't even matter because they're not going to beat Golden State.
Okay, Boston or Chicago? Can they beat Washington? Let's hear from Chris because we done heard us.
What, Washington and
Cleveland?
Washington, no. Washington and either Boston or Chicago. This series, hey, yo, rest in peace to Annie Mae Smith.
Oh, yeah, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Annie Mae Smith.
Kenny Smith, mom.
Yep, definitely. She looks just like him, too. Or he looks just like her.
We losing too many right now. Again, Isaiah Thomas, condolences to you and your family as well.
RIP to everybody that lost somebody in the world. Because it happened to everybody, unfortunately.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
RIP.
Getting back to that, though. Boston, Chicago versus Washington. Can they beat Washington? With the pump faking you've been seeing from Washington, if Chicago, I'm just gonna jump it. If Chicago see Washington full strength, can they beat Washington?
Oh wait, I mean, I guess that's another one where it kind of don't matter because I don't see either of them beating Cleveland. I would want to see the Bulls. So, I want to see the Bulls versus Cleveland, but either way, it don't really matter.
Okay, so
they go
no
fold.
Point even. yeah, bringing up the rest.
Yeah, and that's sad, man. We want to have more content to talk about. Come on, East, you got to wake up, man. You got to wake up. Somebody got to go East, or if you're listening, anybody.
At least one team need to be like,
play with some heart, man.
San Antonio.
We need a Westbrook on the East.
Basically.
Need one.
I was actually hoping he went East.
Yeah.
Because that would have been crazy.
Not going to lie, I was hoping that he would go East and that the OKC would finally go back to Seattle.
Hey,
to be honest, to restart. To restart too. No offense, their jerseys are trash. I'm sorry, their jerseys are trash.
Who, the Thunder?
The Thunder's jerseys are trash. And there are some classic Seattle jerseys. And I think just so that that one building, you can make a sweet jersey out of that.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Everything.
I mean, that is everything. Well, we didn't cover it all.
Well, sign out.
This episode 3 of 3 in the Key. You can log in to opinionatedbasketballminds.com. I know it's a long little entry, but that's where it's at right now. You can find us on Facebook, Opinionated Basketball Minds. The actual blog page that's attached to that. Opinionated Basketball Minds on Instagram. Opinionated MJ on Twitter. We just gonna keep it going. Hopefully, I guess we see some upsets at some point. I don't know who gonna upset who. Hopefully this Bulls do this to this Celtics and see Cleveland. I guess that's the excitement. I don't really know if OKC gonna do nothing exciting. I mean, not OKC, but Golden State gonna see a threat really. So, I mean, San Antonio don't got two Kawhis to me. So it's just Golden State, Cleveland.
Yep.
And that's it. Opinionated MJ signing out.
It's your boy S. Dot Legend.
It's your boy Crispy Chris. And guys, don't forget to comment, like, subscribe, and share. And if you guys got some, got something you want us to talk about, throw it in there. Yeah. You know, we feel free. Want to integrate you guys into the conversation.
Please do. Oh yes. Yeah. And if it's some writers out there,
yeah, definitely.
I've been meaning to do this. If you are a writer and you love basketball, please let me know. Cause we need some more content. We need some more writers. We want a more like fluid.
Yeah, we're a family. Come to the Basketball Minds family. Type of thing.
You know.
Need to expand.
Yeah.
But hopefully this becomes a weekly thing, and we'll see you on the next pod.
Signing out.